What is up, Facebook Live?
Hey, guys.
Law and Disorder coming at you from the local game store here in Richardson, Texas.
We missed you.
Yes, it's only been a week, but we still missed him.
I feel like I was just here.
What do you mean? You just said you missed him.
We did miss you, or I missed you.
Oh, hold on. So I can't miss him either? I'm not allowed to miss him?
No, just me.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. So we are coming at you live from the local game store here in Richardson, Texas. And as always, thank you to our sponsors, Dish, Young Ideas, East Texas Championship Wrestling, Ace Remodeling, Texas Sound Works, and of course the local game store for having us here every week.
Thanks, guys.
So tonight, what is tonight? Thursday, right?
Today's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
February 6th.
2020. What are how do you call it? 2020? 2020.
2020, the Roaring Twenties.
The Roaring 2020s. Mm-hmm. So tonight we're looking at I believe tonight was it Force of Will?
Force of Will.
Magic the Gathering Commander.
Magic the Gatherings every Thursday.
That one that we can't ever read because somebody hasn't fixed it.
it's still blurred out. What's 7:30, Pagan? What's at 7:30?
What's at 7:30, Pagan? I can't hear.
Card Fight Vanguard.
And then you have Smash Brothers. Or no, is it? Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash.
I think they just got booted to... Oh, they moved them last week. Okay. Well,
schedules are changing.
I know, and we're just sitting here like promoting stuff that's not even going on right now.
Okay. I'm sure it's right on the website.
Yes. So, today...
You're probably wondering why we have our coats on. We just kind of felt like it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've just been kind of comfortable in it all day. I've worn it most of the day.
You look like what's the guy, the mascot for the tire company? The Michelin Man?
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
No, the Michelin Man.
The Michelin Man.
Michelin.
He's not a Michelin Man. He's Michelin Man.
Michelin. I also called mole.
Okay, we were talking about Mexican food, and she said her favorite Mexican food was mole. And I'm like, what is mole? And I go, mole? And she's like, that's what I said, mole. So by the end of the conversation, I'm calling it mole.
I didn't say it was my favorite. I said I had it.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I can't. I didn't pronounce it right.
Mole.
I'm still gonna call it mole. Mole sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mole.
Mole. No, not mole. Mole. Yeah, that's how I was mole. Like. No, it's not like a bowl where you go like mole, mole. Like, no. You know, like.
Mole.
Instead of ole.
Hey, hey. Mole.
So, okay, we're wearing coats today. And, like, a couple of days ago, we were wearing, like, short-sleeve shirts.
Yeah, shorts.
Yeah, and then I think this weekend we're going to be wearing shorts again.
Yeah. Maybe just regular pants, but it's going to be up in the 60s again.
You know, can this weather just behave itself, please? Can we just have normal weather?
Did you guys get any snow or sleet out in Terrell?
Yeah, I had a dusting. It looked like the roof of, like, Tony Montana's car. Just like
that?
The drug dealer in Scarface.
Oh,
the Coke dealer?
I've seen Scarface. Come on.
You haven't seen Scarface?
No.
Oh, my God. You got to watch that one. Okay, so in Scarface, he deals Coke. And he has a little mountain of Coke about this tall on his desk. And he's just like. So that's why it looked like Tony Montana's desk on the hood of my car.
Huh.
Whatever. I can't believe you haven't seen Scarface. God.
Do you know who you're talking to? Come on.
Yeah, the person who hasn't seen anything. Awesome.
Even the people who watches know that Caitlin hasn't seen any movies.
I thought you would have seen Scarface.
No. I don't even know what that's about.
I figured at some point your boyfriend would have said, let's watch Scarface.
No.
It's Al Pacino, man. It's Al Pacino.
I don't know if I've seen an Al Pacino movie.
What? Oh, my God.
I'm awful. I know.
You haven't seen an Al Pacino movie.
I deserve all your criticisms.
Yes.
I deserve them all.
So, the weather has been weird. You know, the Groundhog Day was also on Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, he didn't... Is it a he or a she?
It's 2020. Let's be PC. We'll call them gender neutral.
Well, his name is Phil. It's like...
Phil can be a girl's name.
Punxsutawney Phil or whatever town that's from. Whatever town they do this in is like Punxsutawney.
Oh.
Fixitawney.
We can go with Phil.
But
I'm just going to consider it gender neutral.
It's whatever name Phil. So he didn't see his shadow. So that usually means that spring is starting early. That's what that's what the legend is. So we'll see. Because of this weird weather, I don't know. And I don't know if I want winter to end so quick. Because it really hasn't showed up yet. You know?
Can we get we don't get harsh winters here. We're kind of lucky, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
We're pretty lucky. And it really, honestly, it doesn't get hot, like hot until, what, June?
Sometimes
April's
in May.
April's nice. May's actually pretty nice.
I don't know. Sometimes when spring starts early, summer starts early. But that's cool because last year I had to heat up my pool until June. So I'm okay with it getting warm early so I don't have to pay that bill.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
More pool time. Longer summer, more pool time.
Exactly. I'm going to take advantage of that damn pool this year. I feel like this winter has just been like, hey, we're paying for this, and it's just sitting there. I've been in the hot tub once.
Oh, really?
All winter.
Aw.
That seems like a lot of money to spend to use it for just like 3 or 4 months out of the year.
That's why we don't have a pool.
Mm-mm. Nope. Next house, no pool.
No pool.
Bigger pool. Community pool. Get a community pool.
No, everyone just pees in the pool.
Whatever. You know what? I can do whatever I want to do in my pool. It's my pool.
I'm not
pool.
Saying you can't pee in your own pool, but the whole point of community pools is that everyone pees in it.
I'm just making sure that I'm allowed to pee in my pool.
Yeah, you can pee in your pool. I don't care.
Okay.
But when you go to the community pool, it's like a known fact that you're swimming in everybody else's pee.
Well, just remember, when you come to my house, there's a known fact that you're swimming in my pee because there's like a 1% chance I've peed. Maybe 10% chance I've peed in that pool.
Oh, I'm sure you've peed in your pool. I guarantee it. I know. I just assume.
It's 10,000 gallons. And a pool, like a pee is like, what, half a gallon? Yeah. Half a gallon of pee and like 10,000 gallons. You know.
How big is your bladder?
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Okay, a gallon. Think of like, okay, when you buy milk at the store, it comes in a gallon jug. Cut that in half, and that's how big your bladder is.
No, what's the next one? Is that the quart?
I don't even think it's a quart.
What, isn't it like this, like a 16 ounce?
It's.
Yeah, 32.
I don't know how much. Okay.
64 ounces in a gallon, 32 ounces in half of that, and I think 16 ounces is the next one.
The magic of Google, everybody.
What did you look up that says 6 inches long?
It's not what you think.
She does a search and the result says 6 inches long.
I looked up size of human bladder. It says that the human bladder can stretch from about 2 inches to more than 6 inches long.
Are we still talking about the bladder?
Bladder reaches its capacity between 16 to 24 ounces of urine.
Yeah, this is 16 ounces.
Okay, so that's how much pee.
Yeah, and that's a fourth of a gallon. This is 1/4 of a gallon.
Okay.
So I can fill up two of these, I think.
I don't know, and you'd be peeing your pants.
Maybe. No, I'm peeing in my pool.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't even know how we derailed off of what we were talking about. We were talking about spring coming early because of the groundhog not seeing his shadow. At the same time, on Groundhog Day, you also had the Super Bowl. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But did you happen to see the Super Bowl Jeep commercial? No.
You might have to remind me.
There is a Jeep Gladiator commercial. My little Jeep truck I have that had Bill Murray. It was.
Oh, okay, I saw that one.
When they were paying homage to the movie Groundhog Day, and it's like how fun it is to just die every day, and you're driving your Jeep, and you're running through the snow, and being all active and all that. It's like he's having fun with Groundhog Day now.
Which movie is Groundhog Day?
That's the one where he lived Groundhog Day every day, over and over again.
Okay, I need to watch that movie.
You've never seen that? That's why Bill Murray was in the commercial.
Look who you're talking to.
No, that's a really good movie. That's not okay. We need to put that like at the top of the list.
Above Scarface?
Like equal to Scarface.
Okay.
Equal to Scarface.
Oh man.
Yeah. So it was a funny commercial. It was a really cute commercial, I thought. And Bill, apparently the short story on that is that they pitched it to Bill Murray like 2 years ago, and he's just like, yeah, I'll think about it. And then just out of nowhere, he called him up like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he's like, hey, you guys still want me to do a Jeep commercial? And Jeep had already committed to doing a commercial, but they were like, he's never going to sign up to do this, and he did it just last minute. But they filmed it in the same city that they did the movie. So that happened, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl itself, which was an okay game. The team that won is the team I thought was going to win. I thought they were going to blow them out, personally. Did you watch it?
I did. I wasn't sure who was going to win because I didn't really care. But I knew it was going to be a close game because of how strong the 49ers defense was. But I wasn't surprised by the results.
You know, it's like the Chiefs do that, though. In every playoff game this year, they always came from behind to win. It was like their thing. It's like, we gotta be down by 10 before we come back and kick your ass. I don't know. We did a football pot. You ever done a football pot, like where you pick squares and you get a certain number, and if that number hits, you win?
I think I did that with basketball or something.
Okay. Well, we did a football pot, and one of my friends won 3 of the 4 quarters. He had it in the fourth quarter up until the end, and he lost it on that last touchdown. So he would have won all of the money.
How much money was it?
It's $50 a quarter.
Oh.
So he won $150.
Nice.
He turned a $40 investment into $150.
That's how you do it.
So that's not bad. Good job, Tech.
You would know all about that, Mr. Gambler.
I know. I didn't do anything tonight, son of a... I've been playing DraftKings, and I usually get, stuff from a professional DraftKings person. They give you, the little inside, play this lineup. And I forgot to do my lineup tonight.
Aww, sad day for Sergio.
I feel like I've missed something when that happens. Oh, well. So the halftime show was the one that created the whole, hoopla. There was a lot of hoopla about the halftime show. Did you have an issue with it?
No.
Some people,
I haven't even heard about backlash coming out.
Well, because they said it was very sexual. Very risque.
Oh my god, the Super Bowl halftime show was kind of risque.
No way.
Well, you mean it was Shakira and J-Lo performing? No way.
Yeah, okay. So you get it.
Yeah.
You get it that if it's those two people performing, that there's a good chance that there's going to be some scantily cladness going on.
Yeah. I was excited because I wanted to see what they were going to wear or how little they might be wearing. I was like, man, I wonder what their outfits are going to look like.
Now, here was one thing somebody pointed out. They go, there's an uproar because of Shakira and J-Lo. But last year, Adam Levine stripped down, took off his shirt, and there was no hoopla about that. Isn't that like a double standard?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, men can get almost completely naked, and it's fine. And then a woman wears something kind of revealing, even though all her major private parts are still covered, and she gets backlash for it.
Hold on.
How messed up is that?
We're talking about major private... Dude, literally, this much was covered. Come on, let's just, let's get that visual. This much was covered on J-Lo. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I mean, you see bathing suits covering less than that, you know?
I guess. Those are worn in the privacy of my own pool, not for the whole world to see.
Some people don't.
Now, here's the one thing that I thought should have been, an empowering moment for women. One, you had two women, of minority descent that are on the biggest stage, you know, for most people. But then two, think about their age. Do you know how old they are?
J-Lo's 50.
J-Lo is 50 years old.
And she looks amazing.
And Shakira is 40. She's going to be 43 this month. So they have the combined age of Betty White, right? Betty White's 90 something. So they're both clearly beyond middle age at this point, I guess is what you would call it. And they're both looking they're both rocking it, man. They're both banging.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what's the hate? I mean, shouldn't other women be like, man, look at her. She's still doing it at 50. Some people are grandmothers at 50. And she's, still doing her thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just seemed like a lot of unnecessary hate towards them, in my opinion.
It's not fair. I don't think it's fair.
I mean, you're a woman. You're a young woman. I mean, do you have any issue with a woman literally twice your age that looks better than you?
No, it gives me hope that I'm going to look that good when I'm that old.
Okay, so it is empowering. It does make you feel like, yeah, I can do it. I can get married. I can have kids. I can do all that.
Yeah.
And I can still make my body look like it did when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as that woman's not trying to take my man. Yeah, I don't care. It gives me hope for the future.
J-Lo can take everybody's man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that was just my whole thing. Is like, it just seemed kind of, I don't know, kind of like a double standard again. Adam Levine can take off his shirt and gyrate everywhere, but the girl does it, and it's like suddenly a big thing. And they're like, oh, it should have been family friendly. It's like, it was family friendly. In the Latin community, all that is family friendly. Actually, that's pretty mild in the Latin community.
They had kids on stage.
I know.
A bunch of kids went on stage and sang with them.
Didn't her daughter, I think J-Lo's daughter was on stage with her.
Someone.
I think it was J-Lo's daughter.
Oh my gosh.
But no, I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. I also heard there was people upset because I think at one point, I didn't see this, but at one point, like, they had a Puerto Rican flag.
Oh, yeah.
Up on stage, and people were getting upset over that. And I was like, well, one, isn't that like a U.S. territory?
Yes, that is one thing that they were saying is that, like, well, how dare they have, they're not American. It's like, yeah, they're U.S. territory.
Yeah, they're U.S. territory. And think about where the Super Bowl is. You're in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're as close to Puerto Rico as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
So, without leaving the continent. So, yeah, they're going to... It's a U.S. territory. Yeah, they flew it. And didn't they just get hurt by, like, a major earthquake as well?
Yeah.
Like, they're going through crap in hell right now.
Mm-hmm.
The least we can do is give them the shout-out at the Super Bowl.
Give shout-out to the state that should have been number 51, but mm-hmm. is still just a territory?
Yep.
Really, come on. It literally is like going... It's like a poor version of America, but they take American money. You know, you don't need a passport to go over there. You can get over there with your driver's license. But somehow the U.S. territory thing is really weird.
Yeah.
That and the Virgin Islands and all that. It's like, mm-hmm. they're America. Just make them a state. Like, what's the big deal?
I don't know.
And if you really want to keep it at 50 because you don't want to have to, like, print out a billion flags, let's just boot somebody. Can't we just boot, like, North and South Dakota? Bam. Done. We got two more states to pop in.
No.
Can't you just pop somebody? Or Alaska? It's like, have you ever seen a map? Like, Alaska compared to the rest of America is like, it's closer to Canada. Actually, it's closer to like the Arctic than it is America. But somehow it's a state.
Yeah.
Same thing with Hawaii. Hawaii is basically, it's like damn near Japan. It's like halfway between America and Japan. But it's okay to have those as states. But you got some stuff that's like a couple of, what, like a couple hundred miles away from America and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. But no, they can't be states. We won't accept them.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I think
we won't get too into it, but...
I want my 52 states. My 52 states. Or you know what? Texas, let's just secede, and then we'll let one of them fight for that spot. Texas can do it.
We'll be fine.
For those people that don't know, we are the only state in the union that can secede.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were our own country. Yes, we were our own country for people that are not from Texas.
Yes, we were our own country, and that's why Texans bring that up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also statistics out there saying that if we were to do that and become our own country, we are the only state in the nation that would, like, survive economically.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of our resources and our timber and our crops and our cattle and our oil. We would be the only state to survive on its own if we succeeded.
You know why else we would survive? The drug money from Mexico.
Yeah.
The drug trade. It all funnels. You know, California would still get some and Arizona and New Mexico, but like most of that drug money is coming through Texas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
whoever got the drug money got the
And
got
we're,
the power.
On, we're on the coast. We're on the Gulf of Mexico, so that's a port, you
mm-hmm.
know? We can import stuff.
Mm-hmm. We can export stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Shout out Texas.
Shout out Texas forever. So what else has been going on here? What else? The XFL starts. The XFL starts this weekend. Do you know what the XFL is? It's another football league. It starts this weekend, and it is designed to get us between now and the weekend of the NFL draft. And it's like,
aren't there other sports that help with that? You know, like baseball?
No. Nothing gets you to that.
Soccer?
No. Come on, soccer. And baseball really doesn't get going until, I mean, it gets going beginning of April.
I mean, we are in, like, the best part of hockey season, guys.
Like I said, we don't really have any sports that are going to keep us going. Best part of hockey season.
Hockey season is, like, in prime time right now.
If we lived in Minnesota, then, yeah, we'd probably love hockey. But here in Texas, we're okay with minor league football coming back in town.
You were not the Winter Classic, man. There were like over 80,000 people
there. And where was
it
played at? In a football stadium. It was played in a football stadium.
All right, Sergio is just biased. You know why I don't love football? I like football, but you know why I don't love it?
Why?
I can't afford to go to the games.
That's why you go to the XFL. It's being played in Globe Life Park, in the old Rangers ballpark, and tickets start as low as like $15. And it's supposed to be pretty decent quality football. Like, not great football, but not like horrible.
But I
want
to see good quality football. So I go to college football games.
Those are more expensive.
No, they're still cheaper than Cowboys games tickets.
I guess. So I mentioned this last week. I hate forgetting stuff. Like, I literally, like, I'm like, hey, I got some. I think I told you that at the beginning of the show. It's like, hey, I got something for us to talk about. And then I forgot. And then I think I forgot all night, and then I got home, and it's like, oh, by the way, I remembered.
You're talking to the girl that forgets everything.
I know.
So.
Well, I'm the girl that forgets everything, too, apparently. So my 20-year high school reunion is this year. Shout out to Class 2000. So we've started planning the reunion, and apparently we're going to do it in May. So somebody brought up a time capsule, which – I don't recall this time capsule. So they built this new school when we were in the sixth grade. And we moved there like the second semester. And we were the first class in there. So they're like, oh, well, it's class of 2000 that's going to be in here, blah, blah. Apparently we made a time. Apparently we all put something in this time capsule at this school that it was considered an intermediate school. So it wasn't quite elementary. It wasn't quite middle school. It's like middle school was seventh and eighth grade. We were fifth and sixth grade. So now it's the school that my son goes to. Now it is back to being an elementary school. It's like K through 5. So anyways, everybody on Facebook's like, hey, where's the time capsule? And I'm like, I don't know. And then somebody mentioned, well, we've been looking for it for like years. Apparently like 3 or 4 years ago, somebody posted on our Class of 2000 Facebook group. It's like, does anybody know where this time capsule's at? So now we're trying to – we were supposed to open it for our 20-year reunion. So now we're trying to find this time capsule. And I'm like, we don't have any leads on this thing. Like, I don't know how – I don't remember the time capsule. But from what I know about these things, they're usually, like, pretty big, right? Like, they're like a – like, you know, like a cylinder, like a –
yeah, like a small chest size of
– like a treasure chest.
Yeah,
almost.
Like a treasure chest size of stuff.
So I'm like, surely it can't be that hard to find it. And we're trying to find, like, old teachers and old, like, administrative people. And everybody's like, no, they don't know where it's at. And it's like, somebody's going to know where you buried it. Somebody had to – it's either been buried and somebody knows, like, hey, it's under the oak tree. Or nobody buried it at all. And somebody's like, well, just put it in the closet and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they'll think we buried it.
Yeah.
But somebody knows. I don't think it was thrown in the trash. I think it's somewhere. But they just need to find, like, the janitor who was there. Like, somebody's still working there. Somebody's still working there that knows.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, right now that's, like, the big hoopla is we're trying to find a stupid.
Did you put something in it?
I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. In the sixth grade, I don't remember. I didn't even remember the treasure chest or the capsule. But they're like, yeah, we all wrote a note of, like, what we wanted to be in the future. I'm like, I don't remember that at all.
Okay, so my school did something like that. When I was a senior in high school, we didn't do a time capsule, but we all had to write a letter to our future selves.
I think that's what it was. I think we all wrote a letter to our
And own. I thought I wasn't going to get it until my 10-year high school reunion. Like, they pass them out there.
Mm-hmm.
But mine came in the mail, like, last year. Like, back in the fall, I got it in the mail. And I knew it wasn't a mistake because my boyfriend, who went to the same high school as me, he got his in the mail, too.
What the hell?
And I was like, Garland ISD, what is this? Like, an old report card? No, just kidding. But I opened it, and it's a letter I wrote to myself when I was 18. And I didn't even remember that I wrote it until I saw what I wrote and the picture that I drew in it. I was like, oh, I would have done something like that at 18.
Okay.
Yeah, I get my mentality.
So,
yeah.
Before we wrap this up, because we are going to have to wrap this up, does anything in that letter say that you want to be famous or well-known or on TV or on the radio? Is there anything of that nature?
No, not necessarily famous. It just mentioned me being successful.
Okay, then never mind. I was going to be like, see, we got here. We got here, but
sorry to disappoint.
But if there's no, if there's nothing about, you said something about being successful, we're not here. So.
No, I live at home. I'm not successful.
Never mind. You've let me down. I thought sorry. Those would be something I could like. Bam! Look, we did it. Never mind. We haven't done it.
No.
Forget it. Well, I think that's gonna wrap it up. I think you just kind of took the life out of what I wanted us to talk about.
It's who I am. It's what I do best.
Go get some mole.
Mole.
So.
Mole.
One last shot of the local game store. Oh, look, they finally changed it.
Yeah, she fixed
she
it.
Changed the sign. You got Force of Will and you got Magic the Gathering Commander going on right now. And Vanguard coming up. Or actually, here. Vanguard already started.
It's over here.
There it is.
It's on the wall over there. If y'all see the chalkboard wall, that's what she is fixing.
So that's going to wrap us up for tonight. Thank you so much to our sponsors. East Texas Championship Wrestling, Young Ideas Dish Network, Ace Remodeling, Texas Soundworks, and of course, the local game store.
Yeah. And thanks so much for watching. We'll see y'all next week.
Later, guys.
Bye.